You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
I totally thought of opening up with my best Sven Longshanks imitation, but it's so good it would probably throw everybody off. I could probably do the whole show with my Sven Longshanks imitation and y'all wouldn't be any wiser. Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. It is Friday, January the 14th, 2022. And yes, as you can tell, Sven is AWOL today. He's absent. That means you're stuck with your very humble solo host for this Friday. Grandpa Dan with you for the Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. As you can see, Sven couldn't make it this week, and he asked me, can you do a solo show? Do you mind doing this? And of course, I don't. I said two things, and the first thing was, of course, my friend, no problem. I will handle it. The second thing I said is, since I'm doing a solo show, there will be no transgender stories for this Friday installment of the Daily Nationalist. Instead, we're doing even better. We've got today's story, and we're going to get through this. If we have time, we may hit a second story. This is probably going to take the whole 30 minutes, so to be honest. No Daily Transitionalist for this Friday installment. You know it. Instead, we're getting transgender monkeys. That's right. This story is not so much just about transgender monkeys. It is about the science because, you know, we have to follow the science everywhere it leads us. This is what we're told all the time, right? We got to follow the science. I trust the science. You got to trust the science. Oh, you deniers, you skeptics, you evil conspiracy theorists. You just can't trust the science, can you? Well, no, we can't trust the science because the science is stupid. And the science is absurd. I'm old enough to remember real science when it was conducted. You know, when you did like a hypothesis and you conducted experiments. I learned about this stuff in like elementary and junior high school. They said, what is science? Well, the scientific method involves a hypothesis and then you conduct experiments. And then when the experiments either confirm or contradict your hypothesis, then you adjust the experiment or reconduct the experiment and, you know, on and on. You all know this. I don't have to break it down for you. Now the science is just basically political agendas. I mean, that's just... Or throwing money around to study, you know, things. Why would you need, for today's story, why would you need a hypothesis to begin with? Because it's just like we're spending money for the science to try to figure out... the obvious. I've teased the story enough. So let's get into this week's story, which is from RT, and it's headlined, Fauci Agency Blasted for Trans Monkeys. For trans monkey studies. The second thing I told Sven is I'm not doing any trans stories. I'm not. You flexing my autonomy by doing the solo show, by saying no trans stories. And yet, here I am, doing trans monkeys. U.S. Corona Czar Anthony Fauci's agency awarded over $200,000 at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic to an experiment injecting male monkeys with female hormones in a bid to find out why trans women have higher rates of HIV. You know, I can remember a time when, like, regular working people, you know, we were prideful, you know, and people be prideful and they'd be like, you know, I'm not taking any government handouts. I'm not taking any government money. The government's offering this money for, you know, disaster relief or whatever the case may be. And people be prideful, you know, and be like, I ain't taking no government money. I don't want no government money. And, you know, I understand that. And now, you know what I tell people? Get it. If they throw it out there, take it. Just go ahead and take the government money. Why? Because they're going to throw it somewhere. They're going to throw it down the drain somewhere. They're going to spend it. If you can get some of it, you might as well get some of it, because they're going to give it to somebody. Even if they have to come up with the most absurd thing in the world, $200,000 for an experiment. They're taking male monkeys and injecting them with female hormones. Why? In a bid to find out why trans women have higher rates of HIV. This is, they're trying to solve one of the, they're trying to solve one of the great mysteries of the world. Why could this be? Why could this be? How could their experiment? I'm going to go ahead and predict the experiment, because this is a case of, you know, experimenting in the obvious. I'm going to go ahead and just throw some spoilers for their experiments. I hope maybe somehow the doctors conducting, the scientists conducting this experiment, somehow hear this show and get spoiled. And then they're going to be so down hard and disappointed when they, when their experiment comes out and they're like, he was right. I'm going to go ahead with a spoiler here and say that the monkeys aren't are not going to wind up with a higher rate of HIV than the other monkeys, even though they've been injected with female hormones. I'm just going to go out on a limb and make a bold scientific, unscientific, I guess, prediction. I don't know. I mean, unless they're going to force the monkeys to also stick their penises in each other's anuses, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, and say that the monkeys are not going to get a higher rate of HIV simply because they've been injected with female hormones. They're spending $200,000 to study something that anybody could sit here and scratch their heads and say, well, I've got the answer to this. Now, with the correct content, you know, I am a, I don't know what you would say. I read an article years ago, and it was about the scientist that discovered HIV. This guy goes, it was applauded. Oh my gosh, this guy, he discovered HIV. This article was about this guy that discovered HIV. And I'm doing this all off the top of my head because it was so long ago. There's no way to go back and find this article. But this article was about this guy. And he was a scientist. He was lauded. He was applauded. He was given awards. He was heralded as a genius because he discovered the HIV virus. The only problem is when they turned it into HIV causes quote unquote AIDS, he said, no, it doesn't. He said HIV is basically a mild sexually transmitted disease, but that your body basically gets over on its own. He said this AIDS thing is a hoax. He said I was treating homosexuals for grids back in the 70s. He said this is the same thing. They just renamed this previous condition that these people that these people had. And the article was about after he had come out and done this, suddenly he was banished from this was before social media. So, I mean, he couldn't just get banned from Twitter and YouTube. He was banned from the science. He was not allowed at conferences anymore. He was basically disbarred. He was a heretic. You know, if it was a religion, he was a heretic. He was, he was barred from practicing the religion of the science. He was excommunicated. That was the term I was looking for. He was excommunicated from the science because he pointed out. And you have to remember, at this time, well, you may not remember, you're probably not old enough. I was. At this time, like say back in the 1980s, when the AIDS thing was really, I mean, it was a real big deal. This was the thing that was going to kill everybody. They were literally telling us if you had sex with your girlfriend after prom in high school, that she could give you AIDS. We were having sex education class. They were doing PSAs. They were telling us that AIDS didn't have anything to do with homosexuality. In fact, if you go and get lucky with your girlfriend in high school, that bitch could give you AIDS. It just could happen. Because the science said so. They didn't explain to us how it was going to happen, but that's what they told us. Let's get back into our article here. Fauci's department, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, awarded $205,562. I wish they would just give me this money. They just want to throw away money to say, we're going to give this money to Grandpa Dan. He can spend it however he wants to, and he can go ahead and give us these answers to these obvious questions. $205,562 in funding to Scripps Research last month to inject male monkeys with female hormones. Scientists plan to monitor how the hormones impact the male's immune system. testing the hypothesis that feminizing hormones negatively affect trans women's immune systems and thus increase their likelihood of becoming HIV positive. Well, I'm going to say that, you know, probably doing anal sex is what increases their chances of being HIV positive. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if you have a transgender person, you know, if you have a transgender person who is, for whatever reason, not sexually active, they're just doing the trans thing. They're just saying, I'm trans, and I'm going to become a woman. And they take the hormones, and they get the breast implants, and even do the whole penis removal surgery. And they go through all of that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're not going to catch HIV. They're not going to test positive for the HIV. I'm pretty sure the hormones are not what's causing the HIV. I'm pretty sure that's not what is, I'm going to go out on a limb. That's not what's causing the HIV, the higher rates of HIV. Like I say, I could spoil, they could just give me the money. I could spoil the outcome of the experiment for them because it's a pretty obvious outcome. Also, I have to wonder, is this correct what they're saying here? Because if they're injecting, they say they're injecting the male monkeys with female hormones. Are they now, though, using the incorrect pronouns? Because now that they're injecting them with the female hormones, should they not say that they are treating the female monkeys? They are now female monkeys. I mean, now that they're giving them the hormones, they're no longer male monkeys. They're female monkeys. I don't know. You know, you can't follow the gibberish, but you can sure follow the money. The project received NIAID funding last year, but began a year earlier in December 2020. Fauci has been linked to research injecting monkeys with HIV dating back to the mid-1980s. His agency has contracted to acquire some 500 of the animals annually from an island in South Carolina, where they're bred specifically for U.S. government research at an annual cost of millions, according to government documents published by campaign group White Coat Waste. No parallel research injecting female monkeys with male hormones is being conducted, and accordingly, trans men are entirely missing from the Center of Disease Control's HIV fact sheet. An odd oversight, but one that has been justified by pointing out the low rate of infection among that population. Trans men contract HIV at almost the same rate as biological women. Well, I wonder why. I wonder why that could be. 3% versus 4%, respectively, while 19% of trans women are HIV positive. Now, can you think of any reason? It's such a mystery. Can you think of any reason why trans men would contact HIV at more or less the same rate that women do? I don't know. It's a pure mystery. And yet somehow trans women are getting this 19% 19% infection rate. In a cruel world of parallel experiments, you could a real way to conduct this experiment, if, you know, you didn't care about things like human rights, which, you know, we're pretty much there. And no, I'm not by any way saying this is what they should do. I'm saying hypothetically, in a world of parallel experiments, you could do this. You could say, all right, well, we're putting these female hormones. You could take a control group. Let's do this. You could take a control, because since we're not going to use monkeys, we could use humans. Like I said, this is a hypothetical way of conducting an experiment to solve this strange riddle. Now, we could take a control group, and you'd take a group of regular guys, of men, and have them remain celibate and inject them with female hormones. In fact, you could even go ahead and give them breasts. You could do the breast surgery, just start training a control group of men. But they're kept in isolation. There's no sexual activity going on. They're simply going through transitioning. We're going to transition this group of regular guys. Now, over in our second group, we're going to take regular biological females. We're not going to do anything to them. We're just going to leave them as is with the one thing. We're going to have them go out and go down the street and just have a whole bunch of random sex partners, and they have to do it anally. This control group of biological females are going to have 187 different male partners, and they all have to do it anally. They have to have a lot of anal sex and everything that entails, the damage that causes to your body, everything that entails. And then at the end of this experiment, we're going to test. And after, say, 6 months of this activity, when you've got our celibate transgender group over here that are now, you know, rocking it. And we're going to give everybody involved, and you've got over here our female control group that has had like 6 million different sexual partners all doing anal, randos doing anal to them. And we're going to do this control, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to conduct an experiment and test them and see how they're not just, we could test them not just for HIV, we could test them to see, you know, what their overall health is, how the, what kind of condition is their immune system in. This would give us a true answer to this, or we could just not do any of this at all because the answers are pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, this is an outlandish hypothetical I'm proposing here, but I mean, seriously, this is just, they're trying to answer, they're spending all of this money to answer an obvious question. Look, if you go out and have 6 million random sex partners all doing it in your ass, okay, then you're going to get all kinds of problems and your immune system is going to get wrecked. It is going to, your immune system is going to be jacked up. I can promise you, your immune system is going to be jacked up. That's a no-brainer. In my hypothetical experiment, I mean, we already know. We know what the outcome would be here. Let's go ahead and finish this story up because we do have some people have a problem with this. Of course, not for the they're worried about the human rights of the monkeys. Neuroscientist with animal rights advocacy group PETA, Catherine Rowe, was not impressed by the experiment, arguing that monkeys cannot even contract HIV and the testing thus has no value beyond pointless, wasteful monkey torture. Instead, she said, monkeys contract the milder, more survivable SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, also known as monkey AIDS. No, I added that. I did that myself. The experiment has brought Fauci once again under fire from animal rights groups who have already heavily criticized him for the horrific beagle experiments his agency was found to have funded, including infecting dogs with heartworm only to euthanize them afterwards. Now, to be fair, I don't see that this is monkey torture. I mean, yeah, they're injecting them with female hormones, but unless they're going to, again, you know, force them to stick things in their posteriors, I don't really see it as monkey tortures. The monkeys, you know, will probably, like, have a better taste in fashion or something. The monkeys have become obsessed with what sort of shoes they're going to wear, but I don't really, unless they're forcing the monkeys to do monkey-on-monkey anal, I don't really see this. I think torture is a stretch, but I will say it is stupid. Shall we criticize the experiment for what it obviously is? It's stupid. We can already tell what the outcome is going to be. Simply injecting the monkeys with female hormones is not going to cause... is not going to cause them to get monkey AIDS. I'm looking at the time here, and I think we got time to go ahead and squeeze one more story in. And it's one of those things. I mean, this story here, this is what makes it hard to do a Daily Nationalist solo. It's not the fact that I have to monologue. I'm plenty used to monologuing. Y'all know that by now. But it's the fact that you pick a story like this, and if there's two of us doing this show, we would be double our time, which means we'd already be basically 5 minutes over for the show because there's two of us commenting on it. But since it's just me rambling on about monkey AIDS, tranny monkey AIDS, since it's just me doing tranny monkey AIDS, we've still got about 10 minutes to go. But fear not, because I have another story we can jump into, and it's this story here we can get through, I think, fairly quickly. And this next story also comes from RT, and it's titled, Russian Skating Icon Refuses to Apologize After Insulting, and I like they put that kind of in quotes, insulting American non-binary star. Russian former world ice dancing champion Alexander Sulin refused to apologize to American figure skater Timothy Leduc, who is set to become the first non-binary athlete in the Winter Olympics. Leduc, who identifies as neither male nor female and prefers the pronouns they, them, is heading to the Beijing Games next month alongside pairs partner Ashley Kane Gribble after their spot on the U.S. team was... was confirmed. Now, he's a they-them. He's not a he-she. He's a they-them. Now, I'm looking at a picture of this guy, and though he looks, you know, pretty light in loafers, but, you know, I, male figure skaters. Although, I looked at pictures of this Russian former skater, you know, and, I mean, he's very macho, very manly looking. This guy here, you would just look at him and say, yeah, you know, he's probably homosexual. Nobody would really be surprised about that. But see, we can't have just regular terms anymore. We can't say, oh, he's a homosexual ice skater. No, now we're non-binary. You see, he's not homosexual. He's neither male nor female. He's got a beard. I'm assuming he has a penis. I don't want pictures, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say he probably has a penis. Where are we getting this non-binary? He's just in his mind. He's neither male nor female, so that we have to all go along with this. We've said this a million times, but just imagine if we do everything along the, well, in my mind, it's if we base what are supposed to be rational decisions and discussions on things that are nothing more than, you know, it's real in my mind, where are we going to... where are we going to wind up? Also, I'm kind of disappointed. I'll admit, I don't care anything. I don't care anything about Olympics. I really don't. This is one of those like non-events. I could care less. But I've seen the Olympics in the past, and I'll admit, female ice skaters, if you're going to watch something in the Olympics, female ice skaters are generally worth looking. They're in good shape. They're usually very attractive. Or that's what it was back in the day. I'm looking at his partner, and I'm... less than impressed. Leduc will become the first openly non-binary athlete to qualify in the Winter Olympics. But when asked about the American, Russian former ice dancing star Zulin seemed confused. We're all confused, Mr. Zulin. What category will he perform in? Men's or women's? Paired with a woman? He himself is like a man, and initially he was a man, it turns out, the 58-year-old told Vesprosport. How do I feel about this? Oh, I don't want to comment on these freaks, added the 2-time Olympic medalist. He says no comments, but now it's a controversy. The comments provoked online anger, with the likes of Canadian Olympic gold medalist Megan Duhamel venting her dissatisfaction. Well, imagine that. A woman is triggered. This has nothing to do with her. It amazes me how women can make everything about themselves. You have this woman now has to jump in the middle of it. Leduc, they, them, Leduc. Apparently, he didn't say really much about it. But you've got this woman. Now she's going to be outraged now because this is going to be about her and her personal feels. And how dare he? How dare he not respect the they, them? The they, them. I think it would be funny. I wonder if Canadian Olympic gold medalist Megan Duhamel would... I wonder how she would feel if Leduc says, I today self-identify as a female and I'm going to go like into this female skating event and blow them out here. Oh, let's see what our outraged female Canadian has to say. How is this acceptable? Why are we in the sport? I'm surprised she didn't throw current year in here. Why are we in the sport of figure skating accepting such outrageous and disgusting comments? I hope the ISU will do something to put an end to this. She fumed in a tweet. I hate Twitter. I hate Twitter. Of course, I've been banned from Twitter. Twitter used to be fun. Of course, now that everybody interesting has been banned, now it's just this. It's just this crap. Rando bitches that nobody's ever heard about being outraged in a tweet. This is just random levels of outrage without any sanity to counterbalance any of it. As usual, you've got the woman here coming out. And she has a real problem with people being allowed to state obvious facts. She says, how is this acceptable? Well, it's acceptable because it's the man's opinion. You know, why is it up to this random woman to decide to be the arbitrator of what is and is not acceptable? And what does she think the ISU is going to do about this exactly? Unperson this guy. Zulin, who became a prominent trainer, choreographer, and TV personality in Russia after his retirement, expressed regret at igniting the row, but said people shouldn't expect an apology. I already regret that I said any of this because there are a lot of idiots in our world. Now, there is an apology. I do. I regret saying it because people are stupid. I agree. He told Russian outlet Sport 24. They wrote such things about me that you can't imagine. And I'm not planning to apologize for my words. Leduc and skating partner Kane Gripple sealed their ticket to China after winning the pairs title at the U.S. qualifying event in Nashville, Tennessee earlier in January. Now, we're going to have some pairs. Wait a minute. They won the pairs because the pairs generally means a male and a female. So if we can let them compete on the male side, does that mean we could have, like, say, female-female pairs? I mean, if pairs doesn't require male-female for the pairing, then we could have, like, two female, like, skaters skating together. That might be kind of... Of course, they couldn't do any of the lifting up and twirling around, because that's the only reason. Look, nobody watches the skating stuff for the guys. Nobody. Nobody does that. You watch it for the attractive women, which I don't watch any... But I'm just saying, that's the only reason anybody would watch this, is for the attractive women. The guys in the pairs, the only reason the guy's there is he is a muscle prop. The guy is there so that, you know, we want to do this thing where the pretty woman, which is the only thing anybody's looking at, gets twirled up in the air, and he holds her up by one hand and skates along with her by one hand. Now, like I say, I'm stretching attractiveness because his partner is... well, let's just say, in my personal opinion, if the skating thing doesn't work out, there's always only fans. Leduc 31 said he hopes that the narrative shifts more to the idea that queer people can be open and successful in sports. What the hell does what he do with his anus and penises have to do with skating? Real life question. This always comes up. This brave thing I'm doing, the narrative shifts more. How can the narrative shift any more to the homosexual community? I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it's even possible that the narrative could shift any further. But he hopes it shifts more the idea that queer people can be open and successful in sports. Open. Because nobody ever knew that a lot of guy figure skaters, obviously not the Russian guy. You look at a picture of him and he's based. But I mean, a lot of guy figure skaters are homosexuals. This is about almost as obvious as as why the HIV rates are higher in trans women from our earlier story. But I'm trying to figure out how open in sports. Are they going to do a male figure skating, you know, skating competition? Since, like I said, if pairs doesn't mean male, female, are they going to, and they want more openness. We had a male and male skating pairs, and it's culminated, instead of lifting one up and going along, holding them on, it could be culminated in just a man-on-man anal climax. The climax of the event would be, you know, he hops on the other guy, and the one guy's skating, and the other one's just... Oh, anyway, we've always been here. Yes, we know. You know, we know. And we don't care. We've always been here. We've always been a part of sports. We just haven't always been able to be open. Some in Russia have voiced more positive sentiments than Zulin, with former world and European ladies figure skating champion Maria Butcherskaya, I butcher up Russian names. I obviously, you know, I can't roll these things off here. Telling RT Russian that Leduc could bring added attention to the sport. Leduc's story is trivial. Nevertheless, it's probably good that he gave people a reason to discuss figure skating, even if it's from this side, said the 49-year-old. Our sport is already popular. Our sport is already popular, yes, I'm sure, but let it become even more interesting because of the American. You know, and maybe there's something to what Maria here is saying. You know, maybe a lot of this is just a publicity stunt to get anybody interested in the Olympics, in the skating. I remember interesting times in Olympic skating. Remember the whole Tonya Harding, and I don't even remember what that other bitch's name was. Remember that? When she, like, had somebody go out there and whack that bitch on the whack her on the leg so that she couldn't compete. That was kind of it was kind of interesting. That made people sort of interested in Olympic skating. Maybe this is just a, instead of like talking about going out and whacking somebody on the leg to get people to care about Olympic skating, maybe it's going out here and talking about talking about man on man. What could make skating more interesting than bringing up man on man anal? Because we don't have enough of that discussion in the rest of our society. You know, it's like, well, this is why we can't have nice things. You know, this is why, look, nobody cares. Nobody cares about the Olympics in general. I don't even know why they're still a thing, to be honest. Really, why do we still have the Olympics? No one gives a shit. It used to be a thing. I remember it used to be a thing. You know, the U.S. hockey team beating the Soviet Union. That was a big deal back in the day. You know, I remember when people cared about the Olympics. But the truth of the matter is nobody cares about the Olympics. And even fewer people care about Olympic skating beyond looking at attractive women skating around in their little outfits and that are actually in good physical health. Now, again, looking at this this partner for this guy, if that's the cross-section of the female skaters, even that is apparently now a disappointment. I'm sure, though, there's you know, Russian ladies competing, probably the competition from Asia. There's probably attractive women there. It's just so fitting that the American interest, the American competitors look like they just came off of OnlyFans to do their skating routine. But nonetheless, nobody cares about skating, you know, and the way you're going to make people care about it even less is to what? We're going to get more of what we get 24/7 and everything in our culture, everything in our country, more man on man anal, more promotion of homosexuality. You know, this guy coming, oh, now we can be open. Open about what? Like I said, it's not exactly breaking news that a certain percentage of these male skaters are homosexuals. Nope. That's not breaking news. It's not a huge revelation to the world. Nobody cares. Nobody wanted to know. But nonetheless, we've got to be told about it. And now this, you know, they, them, that'll be funny to watch them, introduce it. I don't know. Maybe get the trannies doing figure skating. They'll probably do a better job. They'll probably be doing a better job, and as long as they put the effort into their looks, maybe that will raise some interest in the sport. Then again, a costume malfunction would not be what it used to be. Well, we're going to wrap up on that note. Hopefully we had some kind of a fun and lighthearted discussion to wrap up your week. Again, I expect Sven to be back hopefully next week, so you won't be tortured by me doing a solo show and rambling on. You know, there's it is more fun when Sven's here, so hopefully he'll be here next week. That is the tentative plan. So thank you for joining me this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Radio Albion for the next installment of the Daily Nationalist.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.